what you see is what you get. We're in a one-bedroom, 950-square-foot apartment. We call it a flat because it's just too nice to call it an apartment.
Nicole Somalis loves the view, especially of the county courthouse she has from her fifth-floor apartment in Days Plaza downtown. But she wants an even better one. She's been looking and asking around.
You're Kathy? Nicole?
Yeah,
yes, 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 yes. So I hear you guys are looking for Lou's looking for another two-bedroom in the building?
Well, I don't know if he knows what he wants.
Well, we've got our name on the list. If he moves out of 8, we want 8.
Oh, he's got a great view there. That's
I know,
sure.
Yeah.
Nicole and her husband only moved into the former department store on South Salina Street last March. She says it took her a few years to convince her husband to move from the suburb of DeWitt, but with no more kids in the house and a mutual dislike for yard work, downtown was ideal.
Just by having our offices down here, we spent a lot of time down here, you know, having to get into the car and drive back to the house, wherever you were. It's so much easier when you can just walk back home.
The Somalises are part of a growing population filling apartments in previously dormant downtown buildings. Downtown's booster organization, the Downtown Committee, says new urban dwellers have pushed the Central Core's population up by a quarter over the last decade. That, in turn, has created a 1% vacancy rate. Downtown Syracuse started seeming more attractive in the 90s when several apartments were added above trendy retail and dining spots in Armory Square. But with all those places filled, residential units are cropping up along South Salina and in nearby Hanover Square. That's where 29-year-old Garrett Peterson moved a few years back.
It's pretty much an open loft with a kind of a cubby hole for a bedroom.
Peterson represents the other demographic that's found downtown more appealing, the young crowd with a taste for the urban life. Hanover Square boasts being Syracuse's oldest commercial center, but residents and restaurants filled most of the old bank and office buildings now.
It's pretty much the nicest housing in the Syracuse area for, you know, at least for rental communities. And almost all of my friends live downtown, and we all live in 4 or 5 blocks from each other.
There is something that prevents downtown from being a totally walkable community. There's no grocery store. An attempt at a market closed a few years ago. Another pair of developers is working on opening a market, but it's taking longer than they hoped. Peterson says he often finds himself running to a gas station for quick things. And for Somalis and Days Plaza, she usually just dines out when the fridge is empty.
If you don't have any food in your refrigerator, you've got all of downtown ready to serve you. So, and we spent a lot of time outside over the summer, you know, just sitting out at the outdoor cafes. Again, I had a great deck, but nobody was bringing me food and wine onto my deck. Here they do.
They both say a market within walking distance would be better than trekking out to Wegmans in the suburbs. The 2,700 people living downtown make up less than 2% of the city's population. But that number would have to nearly double for a grocery store to be attracted to the area, according to developers. The population will continue to creep up, with developers working to bring hundreds of more units on the market. But as residents drive a transformation of downtown, Peterson says it would be nice to see more businesses bringing their offices back from the suburbs. Otherwise, he says it will be weird to have a downtown that's more residential than business. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org.